What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, wow. We are learning more and more about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship dating back to the early 90s, and it's incredibly damning. Just keep in mind, over the past week, we have received story after story about Ghislaine Maxwell, about Jeffrey Epstein, about Donald Trump, and this all culminated into a massive BS lawsuit that Trump is pushing against Rupert Murdoch, The Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones, which is the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, and for some reason, two editors at the Journal. This lawsuit is meritless. It is BS. Trump is asking for $10 billion, which isn't even in the realm of possibility, but he's just trying to posture towards his base. Now, this lawsuit is besides the point, but I just wanted to say, even after that, we are getting more and more news. We have heard tidbits about this 1992 party that Donald Trump threw, but we're now getting a more clear picture after all of the puzzle pieces that have been unveiled over the past week. Now, a lot of people have been saying, you are talking about this story a lot. And I get that, but we're doing that for a reason. We are doubling, tripling down on the story because it is important to spread the truth at a time when the Trump admin is trying to distract with stories about Obama or Hillary or whatever the hell. So we're going to continue to double down. We are going to continue to push. And if you appreciate that, make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Listen, part of the reason it's really important to push is because right now MAGA, in a coordinated way, is trying to spread propaganda. Look at this right here. You may recognize this as a YouTube comment section. This is the YouTube comment section of a journalist named CoffeeZilla who has been pulling millions and millions of views exposing Donald Trump's Epstein cover-up. But this comment section is full of bots. Bots trying to push a MAGA narrative. Let's read a few. Trump's public record of drawing and writing substantially diverges from the described style and explicit content of the alleged letter. So this is an argument saying, hey, Trump doesn't draw. Trump isn't smart enough to use those words, but it's coming from a bot. The scary thing is you get a bunch of these. The Wall Street Journal's lack of direct forensic or photographic evidence seriously compromises the ethical integrity of publishing such allegations. That is written by a bot. You see it over and over. The point that I'm trying to draw is we are now seeing a more deeply coordinated cover-up. It's not just happening in a top-down way from the people in power, from Donald Trump and Pam Bondi. They are now trying to do it in a bottom-up way. This could be Russia covering Trump's ass. This could be any other foreign actor with bots. This could be Trump, the admin themselves, trying to bot this out of the news. But the point is, as we try to expose this, we see more and more pushback. This video of CoffeeZilla is just exposing it. It has 2.6 million views. Let me play a minute of it so you guys know that he's just telling the truth.
The denial puts Trump in a very particular position. Because if it later comes out and turns out to be true, it's worth saying the Wall Street Journal did not publish a photo of the letter, which everyone's been asking for. There are a lot of reasons not to publish it. Maybe your source didn't allow it, but that's a huge part that could come out that changes the whole landscape of this, right? If it comes out, it's very devastating because you wouldn't lie about something like this if you thought it was no big deal, right? The denial actually implies a lot of bad things about what the letter could mean.
That's what we've been saying. Donald Trump's relentless denial of this has almost been more guilty, right?
Weren't worried about a story like this if you thought the letter was nothing. You wouldn't deny it. You would just give no comment. You certainly wouldn't give an interview. So now we're going to talk about the reactions of the people involved, because it's worth saying Trump is not the only letter mentioned in here. And I think that's really important because in a story like this, you want to look to what could be corroborating evidence. So Alan Dershowitz is cited in the piece having written a letter that included a mock-up of a Vanity Unfair magazine with mock headlines of who was Jack the Ripper? Was it Jeffrey Epstein? Alan, a former lawyer for Epstein, does not deny this. He says, it's been a long time and I don't recall the content of what I may have written. Lex Wexner also supposedly had a letter in there. He declined to comment. Supposedly his letter was, I wanted to get you what you want, so here it is.
The rest of the video is on Voidzilla's YouTube. The point is, the comment section is full and full of bots. That's why we have to push back. It says, independent verification through forensic linguistic analysis would almost certainly disprove Trump's authorship of such stylistically anomalous text. You know a MAGA supporter didn't write that. What about this one? The described highly sensational language and imagery within the letter strongly indicate deliberate fictionalization. Bots, bots, bots trying to take down this journalist's message. That brings me on to the news story about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein that is quite incriminating. Really quickly, I just want to point out that while all of this is happening, Republicans in Congress are using this chaos to launch hearings aimed at nonprofits. Even environmental advocates like Sierra Club are in their sights. And let's be clear, this is intimidation. The same type of intimidation Trump is trying to use against the Wall Street Journal, he's using against groups that protect our forests, that push for clean air, that speak truth about climate change. They are all being smeared under the guise of nonprofit accountability, which is false. Sierra Club chapters from coast to coast do real community work. They organize trail cleanups, advocate against factory pollution, help people breathe easier. And that's just one example out of thousands. These aren't political enemies. These are nonprofits. So I just want to say no administration, Republican or Democrat, should get a green light to weaponize the federal government against anyone, whether it's schools, law firms, or nonprofits like the Sierra Club. Over 600 groups are already resisting. Let's join them and keep pushing. But back to the story about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship. We have heard tidbits about this meeting for a while, this secret party, but now we know more. This reads, as criticism of the handling of Mr. Epstein's case mounted over the years, some of Mr. Trump's staunchest allies promoted theories that the government had covered up the extent of his network. Now, that story has entangled Mr. Trump himself in what amounts to one of the biggest controversies in the second White House stint. To continue, Mr. Trump and Jeffrey Epstein appear to have met around 1990 when Mr. Epstein bought a property 2 miles north of Mar-a-Lago and set about staking a claim in Palm Beach's Moneyard, Salt Air social scene. Mr. Trump, who had purchased Mar-a-Lago 5 years earlier, had already established his own brash presence in the seaside enclave as a playboy with a taste for gold leaf finery. The two had much in common. Here's a photo of them. Now, in 1992, this is where it gets wild, an NBC News camera captured the pair at a Mar-a-Lago party that featured cheerleaders from the Buffalo Bills who were in town that weekend for a game against the Miami Dolphins. And this is the footage that you have seen 1 million times. We have all seen this footage, absolutely, for sure. Now, here's where it gets wild. There is more to this footage than meets the eye. At one point in the footage, Mr. Trump can be seen dancing amid a crowd of young women. Later, he appears to be pointing at other women while whispering something in Epstein's ear, causing him to double over with laughter. Months later, this is it. Months later, when Mr. Trump hosted a party at Mar-a-Lago for young women in a so-called calendar girl competition, Mr. Epstein was the only other guest, according to George Haraney, a Florida-based businessman who arranged the event. Mr. Haraney recalled being surprised that Mr. Epstein was the only other person on the list. I said, Donald, isn't this supposed to be a party with VIPs? Mr. Haraney told the New York Times in 2019. You're telling me it's just you and Epstein? Mr. Haraney's then-girlfriend and business partner Jill Harth later accused Trump of sexual misconduct on the night of the party. In a lawsuit, Ms. Harth said that Mr. Trump took her into a bedroom and forcibly kissed and fondled her and restrained her from leaving. She also said that a 22-year-old contestant told her that Mr. Trump later that night crawled into her bed uninvited. This is the man who bought beauty pageants in one swoop and immediately bragged about walking into those beauty pageant dressing rooms. Ms. Harth dropped her suit in 1997 after a related case filed by Mr. Haraney was settled by Donald Trump, who has denied her allegations. He denies everything, but he is a sick and twisted human being. Mr. Trump and Mr. Epstein were spotted again at a 1997 Victoria's Secret Angels party in Manhattan. The lingerie company was run by Leslie H. Wexner, a billionaire businessman who handed Mr. Epstein sweeping power over his finances, philanthropy, and private life within years of meeting him. No one quite understands why. Court records show that Mr. Trump was among those who got rides on Mr. Epstein's private jets. Even beyond him flying in it 7 times, the Lolita Express, Donald Trump has bragged about grabbing women by the you-know-what. Then when he was asked about that in a deposition, he said, yeah, historically we have been able to do that, which is sick and disgusting, of course. But also, the beauty pageant thing has just been kind of uniquely at the top of my mind over the past few days. I mean, of course, it's always been sickening, but as this story has been resurfacing, I've been thinking more and more about the beauty pageant. I'm like, this is really messed up. This man throughout his whole life has been an open pervert who would just prey on women and think that he could do it because he has power. But then he's the president, and it seems like America doesn't care. It's mind-boggling. I'm going to leave it there, though. If you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. This comes at a time when bots are flooding the internet trying to spread lies, trying to build on Elon Musk's lies to trick Americans. So let's just make sure we're spreading the truth. Subscribe to be a part of the movement. And I appreciate all of you. I'm eternally grateful for each and every single one of you. We built something great here, and I couldn't have done it without you. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.